From Les Demoiselles, look to your left and pass through Gallery 3 into Gallery 5 on your left. From there, pass into number 6, straight ahead into Gallery number 7. Use the numbers for the galleries on the upper corners of the doorways to help guide you. Once you enter Gallery number 7, on your left is Picasso's Three Musicians. Check the wall label to the left of the painting to orient yourself and confirm the identification of the painting. Picasso went through many artistic styles and periods and was constantly changing and reinventing his approach to his work. Three Musicians, painted in 1921, shows us a very different Picasso from Les Demoiselles, which we just saw and which dates from 1907. Pause the tour and record your immediate response to these two questions. How is Picasso's Three Musicians different from Les Demoiselles d'Avignon? How is Three Musicians similar to Les Demoiselles d'Avignon? Picasso is most famously associated with a style of art called Cubism, which in its early stages favored overlapping geometric shapes and often had a cut-and-paste type of appearance that resembled a collage of puzzle pieces. Three Musicians is an example of Picasso's early Cubist style. Many critics contend that the poet and playwright Gertrude Stein was practicing and writing what Picasso was practicing in art, and Stein's radical experiments with grammar and the rhythm of a line or sentence certainly speak to that contention. Picasso and Gertrude Stein were close friends. He famously painted her portrait, and she, not as famously, painted his portrait in words.
One whom some were certainly following was one who was completely charming. One who some were certainly following was one who was charming. One whom some were following was one who was completely charming. One who some were following was one who was completely charming. This one was one who was working. This one was one being one having something being coming out of him.
In Three Musicians, what do you notice about the people in the painting? Do they look like real people? Are they painted in whole or in parts? Find their hands. In what direction are the figures in the painting facing? How can you tell? What musical instruments are they playing? Notice the musical notes on display to the right. What effect do these notes have on the painting? Now consider how the musicians are dressed. Notice the masks. Some of the musicians appear to be in costume. In a way, they all seem to be in costume, or at least not to be wearing street clothes. The figure in the center wearing the diamond pattern outfit is a stock character known as Harlequin, originally from Italian comic theater called Commedia dell'arte. Picasso often uses the Harlequin, who was the buffoon character, but who notably gets the girl, to represent himself. Picasso places himself at the center of the group, joining in on the guitar. He is flanked by the two other figures. The figure on the left is another stock character from Commedia dell'arte called Pierrot, or the sad clown. The third figure in black appears to be dressed as a monk. How is he making music? Where is the dog in the painting? How has his shape been fragmented also? Now step back from Three Musicians and imagine drawing yourself and your friends in costume. Think for a moment about the face cards in a deck of playing cards, the king, the queen, and the jack. Like the Harlequin, these are stock characters. Pause the tour for a few moments while you imagine drawing yourself as a face card. Which face would you choose? Determine a pose. Would you draw yourself facing forward, in profile, or from a three-quarter angle? Which suit would you choose? Spades, clubs, diamonds, or hearts? And what kinds of objects would you be holding?